Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. For the Lord is greatly to praise.
Beautiful. Well, after we pray, I got a bit of an announcement I want to make. A request, if you will, I guess. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, as you know, it is Testimony Sabbath, and we're about to glorify you to the best of our abilities, which always falls far short of the name that we pray in. That name is your Son, our Savior and King, Jesus Christ. But we have so many wonderful things that you have done in the last 30 days. Thank you for giving us the idea, if you will, or the discernment, or the desire even, to do a testimony service every month, last day, or the first Sabbath of each month. So thank you for blessing us with your presence, bringing these testimonies to our remembrance so that we can share it and glorify you and bless others, because it always does. A lot of times our brothers and sisters share things that others that are listening in thought they were the only ones dealing with it. And the Lord helped them out. And so they now have hope. Thank you for blessing us, Father. And bless everyone on our prayer list who are still waiting on answered prayers. We offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, our Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, amen and amen. And thank you again, my brother Joe, for recording this, because the on and off thing with the stereo mix is, I don't know, about as annoying as drilling a cavity, I guess. Let's see here. I got to save this here as an MP3. Forgot to save the study hour. I want to get that over with, otherwise I forget and then hit delete and it's gone. So where are we at here? 09, 04, 21. Study. There it goes. Okie dokie. Just got an email. And I should have mentioned that in prayer too. Brother Warren has a friend that got the jab, if you will, before Warren can get to him. I just found out the other day, one of my siblings, my brother Steve, got the jab. He only got the first one. And so I'm going to be calling him on a regular basis, because who knows how long he's going to last there. But I just got this from a sister by the name of Shirley. She says, I'm looking to find where in Sister White's writings she took the vaccine shot. I heard a Seventh-day Adventist pastor say she did. In his sermon, he also said it was the people's choice. Just wondering why the SDA Church seems to be encouraging people to get the vaccine. Well, I got some videos on that. Doug Batchelor and Stephen Bohr. Batchelor even admits the vaccine on camera has unclean things in it, and he says, go ahead and take it. Okay. If anybody's a Jesuit in the SDA Church, I would think it would be Doug Batchelor. He's got those same kind of fruits, over-educated kind of a thing. And plus, he's got 3501c3, so he's working the system. But as far as I know, I've heard this before. I'm thinking I should make a video about this and just tell him Sister White did not take the vaccine. She did not get it. She was talking about quinine, and that's not a vaccine. It was like a mosquito thing. It was saving lives, kind of like hydrochloric, whatever, the thing that Trump took and it got rid of his. Because COVID is just a flu. And Lysol kills it. Believe me, buy a can of Lysol, read the label. But the friend of Brother Warren, he's in excellent shape and all this. He's a Marine, or was a Marine. Now he's having trouble walking. So you try to warn people, but I guess he didn't have a chance to. And so I don't know what's going to happen to my brother Steve, but I keep praying for him. If anybody knows where in the, because if she didn't take the shot, then it's obvious she's not going to sit there and say, oh, I didn't take the shot. It's not in her writings. I'm trying to figure out what they're taking out of context, because I think I mentioned this in a video before, and I think it was just like an online stream on YouTube before YouTube started playing games with my streamer, and that's why we don't stream on YouTube. It's like through Brother Michael's page, and he's back now, so we're streaming on YouTube, and so that's good. But I'm not going to use it on my account, because they're always, they, any little thing, they jump on it. And so, but there was something that, in my own little testimony thing here, I wanted to share. I think I put it in here. Yeah. This is something that the Lord gave me the other day. When I was in study yesterday, in fact, yesterday morning. And I want to start the praises because, you know, I usually get to. when I was in study yesterday morning, I was reminded of how this world appears to billions now, with all the death, the fear, the hatred running rampant throughout the land. And so I believe it's time for the remnant people to pray and ask the Lord to bless them in a way wherein we can go forth and declare what's declared in Psalm 67. I think it's only like seven verses. It says, and this is to the chief musician, that it was a song, right? Because that's what psalms are, they're songs. That's why you'll see Selah at the end of some, I think this one, yeah, verse 4 or 5 says Selah, which is just a pause. You don't have to say the word Selah. It just means pause here, you know, strum the harp a little bit, and then go back to singing. Anyway, it says, God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. And then there's that first Selah. And then it says in verse 2, that thy way, well, here, let me put it in the room here for everyone. Oh, no, Brother Sean did it. Okay, cool, thanks. So, verse 2, that thy way may be known upon the earth. Let me backtrack. Well, you got to have that in context. That's good stuff. It says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Because it is prophesied when the latter rain goes forward. We're going to light up. We're going to go forward. I mean, people are going to have no doubt we're saying truth. You know, like Moses coming off the mountain with that glowing face. And so verse 2 says, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Brothers and sisters, for all our lives, Satan has been showing his hand to divide the nations right down to families. I saw it happen 37 years ago when I left the Catholic Church. I was disowned by 10 siblings and 2 parents. It was not an easy year. But now I have so many more brothers and sisters. And we have all seen how Satan is dividing people right down to families, especially the last 18 months, with all the lies, all the mass killings by the AMA, all the racist hate, and all the off-the-chart fear being pumped into the people who do not know Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we need to go forth and show Christ to the world. All the hate, all the fear, all the death has become the norm for most of the people now. Showing them the love, the peace, and the healing of Jesus Christ will strike a chord. It'll strike a chord in the hearts of many that are sick and tired of all that Satan's offering. Looking at what Jesus offers them is now becoming a viable option because nothing else is going to work anyway. Kind of reminds me when, no, I'm not even going to talk about that because some people will think it's politics. But it just, if we can somehow, and the Lord will do this. He will do this. He's promised to do this in the loud cry, in fact. But we have to show that we'll go forth, Father, even now, before the rain starts. so that he knows he can trust us to do it. So try your best. Go out there and try to show people, quit looking at all the distractions. Quit looking at the pandemic. Quit looking at the vaccines, the masks, the social distances, the lockdowns, the passports, everything. They're just distractions after distraction after distraction. And they're making it a point to do what they're doing in Australia. Some places they're holding people down and sticking the needle in them. And in other countries, they're doing that too. And their media is making it a point to put it out there in American media to let everybody see, oh, this is coming here. They're trying to scare you, distract you, so that when you're studying the Bible, even, you have all that stuff in your mind. I haven't had a TV. We haven't had a TV in our home in decades. Now, I do update the site with articles and videos about the news, but I pick and choose. Okay, I don't sit there and wait and watch the entire news broadcast to see something that exposes a prophetic fact to the people. I don't want to sit through all that garbage, all that fear-mongering. So I praise God of the days we're living in. These are joyous times. We can show the people that if you ignore all the distractions, look at what they're trying to cover up. They're trying to cover up that everything that was prophesied to happen directly before Jesus Christ comes has happened, with the exception of two or three, just a few prophecies. Hundreds of the other prophecies, all fulfilled. How can the last few fail? Because that's what the scoffer's mind is going to have to decide on his own. You know, I also want to praise the Lord for all the tracks, and for blessing me with the opportunity and with placing the tracks and handing them to people and talking to people the last 30 days. I literally had to print a whole new stack. And I usually, print 25 of each, and I have my little series that I like to hand out. You know, I have the Vax. I got them right here, as a matter of fact, because I just made a new stack. I got the Vax to the Mark. You know, I show how the vaccine's not the mark, but everything they're doing to enforce it is how they're going to enforce the mark. And I tell them, I give them the mark of the beast track. So this could take you, 30 seconds to a minute to explain this to some people. And some people, I'll just give them one track. It all depends on how the spirit moves, right? And then the next track I give them is the mark of the beast track. And it says, okay, this is the mark of the beast. This is explained from Scripture. These prophetic symbols are defined by Scripture. I'm not giving any private or personal opinion or made-up prophecies in this. This is strictly from Scripture and what the Bible says the mark really is. None of the preachers can preach it because they don't obey. The only way to understand the prophecy is to obey the guy that wrote it. And then I give them the Antichrist track and show them who he is, because the man of sin's been revealed. That prophecy was fulfilled. The mortal wound was healed. It's already healed. Don't believe me? Explain how they were able to get this done in every single nation on the planet. And the five nations that refused, guess what happened? Within 6 months, all their leaders were assassinated. That just happened a couple months ago. And then sometimes if I have an opportunity, I give them a track saying, is Sunday the Christian Sabbath? With all the verses that their pastors will say this proves Sunday is the Sabbath, putting them all back in context. With Scripture only. That's blessed people. And then I obviously ran out of the People Get Ready bunch, so I don't have those right now. But the People Get Ready just shows them all the prophecies that were supposed to happen before the end times started, and then to prove the end times have started. And they're all documented with encyclopedia sourcing and even government documents and stuff like that from the past to prove these prophetic events happened that nobody knows happened. So I praise God that the opportunities, the doors are opening left and right all over the place. To the point where I think Dollar General is not going to want me to come in that store no more. But I'm just wondering if when I come in there one day and somebody's going to, one of two things are going to happen. They're going to be happy to see me, or they're going to say, this guy needs to be tackled or something, But, I trust the Lord. I'll go where I can. And if he says don't go, Jesus avoided towns and cities, as did some of the apostles. And so, praise the Lord. Here, let me get another thing open here. I got a few more praises I'd like to share before. I don't see anybody jumping on the mic yet anyway. So, I'm like with the newspaper ads, I'm kind of iffy on this now because we've put out newspaper ads in the last 2 weeks. The first week of 2 weeks ago was 3 million households. And I saw maybe one or two people hit that new website I created. And then yesterday and the day before, 14 million households have gotten the new ad that talks about come join us online if you want to learn about prophecy or whatever. And I give them the new website address. And I'm not going to put out the new website address publicly yet because I want to keep track of the newspapers, but I'm going to back off a little bit on that. I'm looking for, I'm going to still do newspaper ads, but I think I'm going to do it locally. I'm going to contact newspapers that will end up in my home where I can double verify. The guy sent me a tear sheet, but anybody can print that up, right? And so I'm not saying they're taking the money and they're just not putting them in the papers. I just don't know. I know I got to find a little more reputable. I also want to praise the Lord that we got so many tracks going out now. Tracks are actually, the Antichrist track is actually going into the RLAC books now. And somebody, Eli or Sean, could you send me a total? How many of the books have we sent out? I'm thinking it's over 1,000, right? I'm hoping. Because I know what I sent out with Monica. I tested it one time with her, and it was just way too expensive. But I couldn't say no because I already started the back and forth in regards to what it would cost to do a perfect. She wouldn't do the coil. She would do the perfect binding and with a single staple on the inside. And it it's no, the coil is 10 times better. And it wasn't cheap. And so we got quite a few, but if anybody has a clue, like Eli or Sean, if you could please text it to me or email it to me so that I can kind of know what I'm talking about sometimes, because I know we've got a lot of those books out there. And for those that are unaware as to what I'm talking about here, if you – oh, the monitor just went out again. Hold on. Praise the Lord, bro. Okay, I got to hit refresh. Why is it doing this? It keeps turning to playoff on my little okay, now it's working. All right. But, yeah, let me jump in on the Edge real quick here, the Edge browser, and show you something here. For those of you on the stream, you're the only ones that are going to see this. So, because I know there's new people that did come in from the newspaper ads, and but not as, I was thinking 14 million, we'd probably get 1,000, you know. Like, I'm going to go with the 1% rule, 1.4, you know, so it'd be 1,400 people, but nah, it didn't happen. So plus you have to test ads, so it's an odds. It could be like someone just doesn't want to. The ad wasn't worded well or something. I don't know. But what is this? Okay, please get off my screen there. I'll do my browsers the way I want. All right, let me scroll down here. Whenever you come into the blog, oh, it just popped up there. Well, here, let me just show you. Like, say, this is one of the blogs. This is just what I do once a week with the updates on the articles. And then once a week, I usually put up a new blog, which I'm working on another one right now about these joyous times we're living in. But this here, if you click this, it'll, you know, bring you to a page where it talks about this book. This is the last few chapters of The Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4. Yeah, this thing pops up on everything that I got on the blog. And so you just fill out your name and address or whatever, and we'll mail it to you, or a mail and address, like your name and address, rather, of someone you love that you think would be blessed by it. And we'll get this book to you free of charge. We don't ask for donations ever, so, yeah, it's free of charge. And but there was something else. Oh, yeah. Where is it? It's in my praise list here. Here it is. Due to the attacks, and this has been going on for decades, but lately it's even better. Because there's people out there that have hated me for decades, and there's people out there that have made websites slamming us, the Seventh-day Remnant people, or, you know, the truth we present, and take it all out of context, of course. people with that do study Bibles sometimes do come across those evil websites. And they go, wow. This, you know. But then they also see the claims they're making about their definition of prophecy. They know these people aren't Christians that make these websites. There's no way. Their prophecies are wrong. Anybody with eyes that see, you know, any obedient Christian can tell. And so when they see that, they go, well, there must be a reason they're going after this Nicholas or this remnant of God or this Seventh-day Remnant church, because now they're going after the church, right? And they even do it on Wikipedia, of all places. One of those wiki things. And so I just got another email. We have a new brother in the faith that has joined us because of what they saw on those evil websites. Because they realize there must be a reason they're attacking us, so they checked out the site and they go, well, this place has the truth. And so they came. And so praise God for that. Oh, man, this wire just keeps on hooking up and wanting to pull my headphones off. Let me get it over here now. Plus the cat's there, so I can't really move the wire where I usually have it. Daughter's asleep again right next to me. And then here's something that really blessed my heart, and I'm going to read this letter. Not going to read every word of it, though, because this guy, baby Christian, let's just put it that way, right? But just got this. This is from a prison in Indiana, and I've never sent any of these books to a prison in Indiana or any prison. We used to do that, last day's Bible study thing. We used to send the studies to prisons in Indiana, and then all of a sudden those studies started showing up in places and prisons in California, Arizona, and I never sent them there. So the prisoners were mailing these things back and forth, and so somebody sent an RL, the Religious Laws Are Coming book to some guy in prison. And he goes, okay, August 14th, Year of Our Lord. That's how he starts this letter. And I literally am going to have to change some of the wording here. Let me put on my light. He's got a strange sense of humor, plus he doesn't realize certain things are off color, if you would, just to put it lightly. But he says, to whom am I concerned? I received your life-changing booklet. I finished it all. I finished it all 111 pages, and that's the RLAC book. That's why I knew which book he was talking about. And he says, and I was flooded, and I was floored by our Lord. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't been living a holy life, he puts in italics, or quotations. It looks like 700 with an apostrophe 5. I don't know what that word is. So anyway, he says, between this something of mudslides with a gasoline chaser, of course. That must be the disasters. And all the loose women, I wouldn't consider my action to be God-fearing. After reading your booklet, I felt as though my desire for certain things and the need for PCP had vanished. And PCP is a hog tranquilizer. When I used to hang with bikers, most of them, that's what they did. I never got into the hard drugs. They did it. And I never even got the tattoos or anything, none of that stuff. So I always thought that was just, I'm an artist. And no one would make, I'm not going to put something on my body that I wouldn't hang on my wall. So anyway. But I haven't done any artwork in decades. And I don't miss it because I really enjoy doing this work for the Lord. And so anyway, he goes on to say that to give you some perspective, I am writing to you rather, from Madison Correctional Facility. You see, I was born a man, but always knew I was abroad, is how he puts it, right? So the guy sounds like an ex-biker or something like that. Well, with the PCP, I'm thinking that's biker. And so at age of 19, I took a scalpel to my so-and-so and did something to it. Let's just say he got a little descriptive. So they sent me to a women's prison, chock full of, I guess, lesbians, but he uses a different word here. No girls, girls that he liked in his sight. Now, for a gal like me, being in a lesbian prison, there isn't there's nothing worse, you know. So I thought nothing could possibly fill my you know, the gaping hole in my life. But then I read the story of Jacob, when Jacob latched on to the foot. Then he goes skinny something, and he says, I wept, because all this other stuff, it's just, I have no idea where he's going with that, but totally different. It's like all of a sudden his mind changes and he writes the sentence without realizing it. Anyway, I beg for forgiveness, and if that means I can never get to stand over a urinal or get high on PCP or do these other things, or again, he's just listing them here. Well, that's, and then he says, well, that sacrifice this girl is willing to make. He still calls himself a girl because physically that's what he looks like now. Then he says, I'll even renounce Allah. So I'm going to need the rest of that book. And I'm going to, I should have done this. He doesn't give a name. Oh, yeah, he does. He gives an inmate number. So I'll give that. I'm just going to take a picture of it and send it to Joe. And then he goes, I'm going to need that book. Is it true? It's free of charge? Well, yeah, he'll find out. Yes, it is. If not, I can pay for you 27 cigarettes and a Pop-Tart. Because that's the currency in the prison sometimes. Sincerely, inmate number P7938. And then he gives his name, and it's Kareem Abdul Ali Khan Johnson. So he obviously at one time, he's obviously going to renounce Allah and his homosexual lifestyle because of that book he read. And he's on the verge of finding Christ. And so I just wanted to share this. Let me take a picture right now, and I'm just going to text it to Joe. I should have done this the other day. I just got, it's not. Okay, somebody just texted me, but let me take this picture. And then I got to put it down so you can see the inmate number. Yeah, you don't put his name in it. You just put his inmate number. But there's the address on the top left of the envelope. I'll pull it down a little bit, and you can see the inmate number and his full name, the Johnson thing there. Let's see. There. Now, let me just text it off to Joe real quick here. New phone. I'm going to have to do this later because this is a completely different way of doing it. I've never seen it that way. First time I've ever used it for a sharing thing, I guess. Yeah, because I had no choice. The phone that I was using for the ministry is one of those little $60 flip phones, and it was just impossible to hear the people. And so I just got a new phone, and I use my old phone for the ministry now. But I still am testing it with airplane mode because the telemarketers are annoying. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. So he got that. And I also want to praise the Lord for all the tracks, the books, the newspaper ads. I'm thinking about billboards again and the videos and the audios. Well, actually, we did have billboards in the past. And so I still praise the Lord for those billboards because it did bring in some people. Problem with the billboards, they're extremely expensive, and they're only in one area. And so if I'm going to put a billboard up, because some of them are cheap, but then it's in an area where there's hardly any traffic. You want to put it on a place like 95th in Harlem, and Harlem goes over, like an overpass in that area, or 95th and, the 294, the tollway, because it's like a half a block away. You got Harlem and then the tollway going over 95th. And you want to put it on the tollway because it gets literal bumper-to-bumper traffic every single solitary day in the morning, the 9-to-5 rush hour stuff. So, and so that would be a good place to put it. I would just put, you want to learn about end time events kind of a thing and then put the new website address on it. But they're extremely, and sometimes they are very expensive and they do sometimes request a one-year contract. And so please pray about that. Okay. But, yeah, because whatever we're doing, it's working. You know, the emails are just amazing. I also want to praise the Lord that Brother Dwayne and the innocent in Christ made it through that hurricane. I was really concerned for Dwayne because I know about his house and how it's set up and stuff. But I just found out the other day that it has a hurricane, Category 2 structure to it, which is perfect because he's far enough inland to where even if it hits the coastline as a Category 5, by the time it gets to him, it dwindles down considerably when it goes over land. But this one actually held on a little stronger and a little longer because from what I understand, what Dwayne was saying, the eye hit him. He understood the eye. He saw the rain go from one direction to the next after the eye passed. And so this one was a little stronger, even than Katrina. You know, stronger than Katrina. But the levees held because there's evidence that the levees were purposely broken when George Bush was in power, and they did what they did. And then they purposely waited way too long to go out there and send aid to the people. And I remember the videos of all those people just floating, the dead bodies floating everywhere. You know, very sad. But anyway, Dwayne was telling me that he had like six twisters all around him, you know, the ear-popping thing you could tell. And then when it was all calmed down, he went out and was checking everything out, and his neighbor, you literally couldn't get to her home. She was an older woman. You couldn't get to her house unless you had a chainsaw because it was just all these trees around it and on it. She survived, praise God. And so Dwayne, right off the bat, just, I guess, grabbed the chainsaw and started clearing up the area so people can get on the road with other neighbors, I would imagine, did it too. And then, but here's the thing. He's not going to have power for a while. Praise God, he's got a generator. He does have a generator. And some of the brothers and some of the brethren have been able to send him some assistance, you know, financial blessings, to get him to where, because like to get gasoline, he's got to drive 2 hours, sometimes one, but it's usually two from the way it was sounding. And he has to bring 4 55-gallon drums to get the gasoline to keep his generator going, and then his son takes care of the oil because, you know, the generator's only going to run so long, you got to change the oil. But that's quick, 5-minute job, you know. Like a generic. I don't know if he has a generic or whatever. But yeah, 400. Just do the math. Like if it happened up here, I think Dwayne said it was $700 every time he goes to get the gasoline. I think it was or something like that. But that lasts a while, and he won't have to keep doing it. Eventually, the power's going to be on. But he's not in New Orleans, and so. They're going to, you know, the electric company is going to focus in the big cities first where the money is, you know. So let me just do the math here. Like if it happened in our area, and the gas up here is $3.20. So $3.20 times 55, 176 times 4. Oh, so, yeah, okay, then his gas price is the same over, you know, because it would be $704 by us, and so Dwayne says about $700 by him. But he's good for this. He's got what he needs. He usually goes on, he's been doing it. He's planning to go on this Sunday, cruise up and get the gasoline. So he's got what he needs now, but who knows? He still may need help, and so I'll be in contact with him. I do have his PayPal email address. If you have PayPal, we can get him the money. That he needs. He does have a debit card, I guess, because he's able to walk in and use it. But the problem with the debit card, if you need a bunch of cash, I think the debit card limit is $400 a day. So, you know, that's not going to work if he has to get gasoline. He'll have to sit out there for 2 days. And so, but keep him and everybody up there, or down there rather, in your prayers, because it's rough. And I, like I said, I showed that video last night when we were having our Friday night. I put a video on this on the website. It's here for anybody that's wondering. It's let's just go back to Remnant of God. It's the very first video in my breaking news one here, right there. Video. Just click that. And Okay, let's turn that off. It's some disgusting commercials. This here doesn't have ad blockers on it and stuff like that because it's I always have one bald browser so that I can bypass. You can't read this article unless you turn off your ad blocker. I'm not going through all that. I'll just use this browser. So anyway, but yeah, the first minute or so of the video, it just looks like, you know, a scary storm. But then when you get into it, it's horizontal rain. It's just, and it's not like an F2 tornado because that's the speed. It was an F2 speed, not F1. F1 is 125. F2 is 125 to 150 something, I think. But he was at a solid 150 with gusts, he said. And so, but that's, see, the difference is with a tornado, it comes through the area, then it's gone. A hurricane, it just keeps, it's like the tornado stops and says, yeah, I'm going to tear your house up, and then I'll move on to your neighbor. It just keeps on blowing for hours. And that tears up buildings. There's nothing you can do. And so, again, keep him in your prayers, please. All right, so let me get the, I got another praise here from, I got a praise here from Brother Samuel and Brother Yaswanth from India. Okay, I don't see any hands up, so I'm going to read. I'll be checking my email here in a minute because usually on Testimony Sabbath, we'll get the emails. And so, and praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord, too, for the amount of people that are joining us right now. That shocks me. I mean, because usually with a regular sermon and stuff like that, we have a really good number. And then on, you know, like on the WTPR, on the stream, in the text chat. We're not doing that teleconferencing thing, although I'm thinking about going back to that conference because they keep emailing me and because I was grandfathered in, everything they're saying is going to be 100% free for me. But and now I got a better phone and a better phone signal, so I'm thinking of doing the teleconferencing thing again, you know, to so we'll have a fourth avenue. And then, of course, we have Brother Michael's YouTube page for streaming. So we can't forget that, too. And so we usually have amazing numbers every Sabbath, you know, praise his mighty name. But then whenever we, and this was happening, you know, for years, whenever we had our testimony service, it was a little better than half or like three quarters of the people would be here because these testimony services can go on for a while. But boy, has the Lord's hand been moving, and that's why he's sending people. They just don't. He needs for them to see this stuff that's happening. And so, okay, I'm going to read this one here. I don't see any hands up. So I'm going to read this one from Brother Yaswanth. He goes, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nicholas. I have a few praises. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I thank the Lord God for all his mercy and truth towards me and my family. Firstly, I want to praise the Lord so much because since more than 20 days, I was trying to send the tithe through PayPal, but for some unknown reason, the PayPal is not connecting to the payment site. Yeah, that happens every now and then, but I've never seen it happen that long. But and I'm praying for a different. I also have DonorBox because PayPal sent their new policies to me about 6 months ago, you know, describing how hate speech will get your account closed or whatever. And so, but you know, that's neither here nor there. I do have other means by which if people want to donate, they can, you know. But again, I never ask for donations, and so I'll just update the help page, if you will. And so he goes on to say this. So last week I put about this thing in the Friday night prayer room, and after Sabbath I went to PayPal site. Then it prompted me to download the PayPal app, and once downloaded, the payment is done right away. And I said, big thanks to the Lord. It's a really big praise for me. And then he says, next, he goes, and until recently, we never had a good running car in the house. So I have never learned how to drive a car. The cars in India have manual gear operation. Yeah, that's my favorite. even though it's not my first-hand experience, I pray to the Lord that I should learn it within one day because I don't want to waste much time on this than to spend with my Lord. And he answered the prayer exactly as I prayed. I thank the Lord for this. And one more thing is that I never thought I can never drive a car because of my eyesight problem. And I was very hesitant and scared to learn to drive a car. But a big praise is to the Lord that he made it possible to drive even with my eyesight problem. I could not believe the way he helped me. He's always a wonderful God. I wanted to praise the Lord for all his healings and good health to me and my family, even in the most or in the midst of these vaccinated people, and also providing natural remedies right before all this pandemic turmoil. Yeah, just do vitamin C daily. You won't even get the COVID thing. Anyway, please pray for me that all my plans, what I have planned to work for the Lord, should happen. And I also pray that I should find a right place to stay in my new place of working according to the will of the Lord. My organization is collecting vaccination data, and I do not know if they will advise me to test, but I am not ready for testing. I don't want to be vaccinated, and I don't want to be tested regularly. Please pray that God keeps me strong, and I will help and will help me to overcome in this situation, that in the end, I should be faithful to him alone. I pray that you all have a wonderful and blessed Sabbath day. Brother Yoswath, I'll say amen, amen, amen. And then I got a one from Brother Samuel. And let me get it's warm in here. It's, these servers are heating up my office all the time. Anyway, Brother Samuel says, firstly, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation. And I echo that, brother. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it as well. And then he says, secondly, I want to praise him for the fact that we are now just starting to get out the RLAC books here in the UK. And I praise the Lord for that, too. You see how that the Lord did that? We never asked them. It's just like I never asked any of the people in all those nations to hand out our tracks, our DVDs, our books, our booklets, our videos, whatever. So praise the Lord. And it's not, he's not doing it for us either. They're not doing it for us. You know, they're doing it for Jesus. They're doing it for the Lord. They're doing it for those people that need to find Jesus. And so they're just starting to get the RLAC books out there in the UK. I already know at least one person who readily wants one when they arrive next week. I've been out sharing the gospel to people on the street, and I met a young SDA called Tyler, who did not know about the Pope being Antichrist. You know, that reminds me of the Fire Talk days. People come up to me and says, this is amazing, never heard it before. And I would always ask them what their denomination is, and most of them would say they're SDA. I says, how can you not know this? The SDA church is not a Christian church anymore, brothers and sisters. They're not preaching present truth. They just put it in the back. They don't even, well, they do it, but they're just echoing in some areas to, you know, because they know it brings people into the church, but then that's when it stops. And they're just reading from a playbook, you know, all the studies that Ellen White did and everybody else did. Anyway, he says he didn't know the Pope was Antichrist, and he goes, and he didn't know Sunday being the mark, and never read Sister White's writings. Keep him in prayer that he joins our number and the Lord uses him to share the truth with many. He said he cannot wait to read the RLAC book, the RLAC book. Yeah, let's just call it the RLAC book. I also want to thank him for the Ellen White, like, you know, thank the Lord for the Ellen White tracts we are now handing out. I've got 4,000 coming next week. I also want to thank him for the courage he gives when sharing the truth and for reminding me of Joshua and Caleb to give me confidence. I praise the Lord that whenever we go, we have the victory. Truth is on our side. I thank him for the joy I have when sharing the gospel to lost souls. That, yeah, boy, I tell you, that it's just, it's like a booster of faith, and it's just, oh, it gets you excited. And he says, this truly is the greatest story ever told. Amen. And then he goes, next week I'll be starting my new job as an assistant teacher, so I praise him for that, and I pray that it all goes well, and I look forward to it. Praise his name. I also thank him for the little bit of reading I did in Steps to Christ this morning. What I read really blessed me. I also thank him for the scripture songs on Brother Alvin's website, which has helped me to remember Galatians 2:20, which is, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Finally, I want to thank you for all my brothers and sisters all across the world. I have many unspoken praises. Brother Samuel. So amen and amen. My brother. Okay, anybody got their hands up? No, so let me check my email real quick here. I just got an email, but oh, Brother Tim. He says, Brother Tim sent a praise. Here, let me pop it out so I'm not looking at another monitor over here. Bring it over to this one so that I'm in front of the mic. And he says, happy Sabbath, everyone. I would love to praise God for strength and peace that Jesus gave me due to my wife passing away a month ago. And praise God for answered prayers. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen, my brother. Okay, let me, I got email somewhere else. Some people have one email address, others have another. I got Sister Vera's and Sister Marie. Oh, Sister Marie, oh, looking forward to you, you know, contacting. Pray you're doing well. Let me read Sister Vera's first. I got to have to pop it out again. And she says this. Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus for a blessed summer that I could spend in the USA with my family and all the live church services that I could join live with all my precious brethren. Also, I praise Jesus for the strong hedge of angels and all the three times so far that he saved me from a bad car accident. Also, I praise Jesus for all the work that Jesus has done in my brother, our team's heart. Thank you all for praying for him. Just last week, he let me know that he wants to keep the Sabbath holy and asked me to tell him all that is required of him on this holy day. And so I also praise Jesus for giving me the words to share with him all about the Sabbath. Amen. And lastly, I wanted to praise Jesus for a blessed time I had with my family camping in the woods and enjoying all the gorgeous nature and bathing or basking maybe. We're bathing in all the tokens of Jesus' amazing love for us. Have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, my beloved brethren. Sister Vera. Thank you, my sister. And then Sister Marie. I can read it here. And she says, Sabbath blessings, Brother Nick and church family. I want to give my testimony, even though my heart is still heavy. I love the Lord. I have always loved the Lord. I would like to think that nothing and no one could pull me away from God. The devil tried, but God held me up. I talk, cry, laugh, and sing to the Lord every day. I went through a trying time this whole summer. The other day, I told a coworker that I hated this summer. The truth is, I only hated the trials that I was going through. I love summer. As you all know, I lost my son. But pray that I will see him again. My husband is still unable to walk, but able to move a lot more. He is finally getting his memory back. But I see him different. His personality seems different. He is more calm. And he enjoys when I pray with him. He is now at a rehabilitation center so that they can help him walk again. I trust and believe that God will help him walk again. If the whole summer wasn't bad enough, I finally went back to work only to wear a mask. I can't breathe in a mask, and I have to keep it below my nose and try not to get in trouble for it. My boss can write us up if our boss sees it off our nose. I also received an email stating that if I'm not vaccinated, I have to get a COVID test every week. I don't want to do the COVID test. I prayed on it and asked the Lord to close the schools so that I can remote at home. Well, the Lord hasn't closed the schools yet, but he did make it possible that I don't have to take the COVID test this weekend. Amen. I don't know if what I'm praying for is selfish or not, but I refuse to vaccinate and I don't want to take the COVID test as part of my new routine. I'm still hopeful that the schools will close. But whatever be the Lord's will is all right with me. My Heavenly Father has seen me this far, so I am hopeful and confident that he will make a way for me and my family. I thank everyone that prayed for my son and my husband. And if it's not too selfish, I ask that you pray that I won't have to do the COVID test. Yes, sister, we shall. Even though I still feel a little sad something better. I look forward to Sabbath every day. God bless you all, and I pray you all stay safe. Your sister in Christ, Marie. I have no doubt in my mind that we can send you hundreds of arms of hugs, dear sister. You know, it's a difficult time. Like Tim, he went through it too. He lost his wife. And she lost her son. And I think that is a lot more difficult, losing a child. So I'm putting her on my permanent prayer list. Well, she's already on there, but I like keeping it up to date, if you will. And so there she goes. And then I want to mention this now. I just noticed the email again. Brother Warren sent me this email. He says, a friend of mine took the Moderna jab before I got to him. His company required it. He has now a difficult time walking due to the pain in his hips. He is a former Marine and in excellent shape at the time of the jab. This government is so evil. Amen. So keep this man, you know, Warren's friend, in prayer. And I'm just right now putting him on my prayer list. And so... okay, who's this from? Oh, that's Yanswant. I already forgot to delete it. Oh, he sent it twice. Okay. And let me just check the email again. Nothing. I hate to think this is going to be the shortest testimony service ever, but has anybody got a hand up in Turbo? Oh, two hands just jumped up. All right, let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. All right, well, I want to share my praises. Of course, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation, and for the Lord's protection, for blessing me with health and helping me to live a healthier life with my diet. And I have a huge praise, not this last Monday, but the Monday before. I was coming to the end of my work day, and the store manager asked me to come into her office. And she said, I'm going to change your work schedule. And I said, oh, okay. And, of course, inside me I'm praying, you know, I pray she gives me full-time hours. And she wrote down all the hours I was going to be working. And I'm going to be working 9 to 5:30, except for on Friday I get off earlier. And I just praise the Lord for that. She gave me full time. And so I get a dollar more an hour, which every little bit helps. And I'm qualified for benefits and what have you. And so she actually gave me more hours than my coworkers because they work like from 8 to 4. And we have to take a half an hour lunch so that we have to clock out and then clock that back in. So we don't get paid for the half an hour. So she's having me work instead of 9 to 5, 9 to 5:30, that covers my lunch. So I'm at like 39 hours of pay that I would get paid for those hours. So I praise the Lord for that. It's a huge blessing, and I've been praying for it, and I just thank the Lord for making me full time. And my job is becoming easier, and I praise the Lord for that. I'm able to be faster and reach my goals, and I've been praying that he give me favor with my supervisor and my manager, which he has been, and so I praise the Lord for that. And also I was able to, with two of my coworkers, Candace and Tamara, I was able to give them both the RLAC books, and they told me that they were going to read them, and so I praise the Lord that I was able to share that with them. And I know one, Tamara, is a Sunday keeping Christian, and then Candace, I'm not sure about. She doesn't talk about church, but I just pray that they're blessed by the books. And I also want to praise the Lord that you know, He's been revealing to me you know, more and more, you know, to really, we need to examine ourselves, brothers and sisters, because we're definitely, things are happening so fast. In fact, I can't believe this is Testimony Sabbath. It just seems like yesterday we had a Testimony Sabbath. So I don't know if it's like with you guys too, the days and the weeks and the months are just flying by. I mean, it's crazy. But anyway, the Lord has just been laying on my heart to really examine myself and, you know, am I really a peculiar person? Am I peculiar to the world? You know, I don't want to be, you know, a worldling and be, you know, mixed in with them and people not knowing this is really a true Christian. You know, are we dressing like a Christian? Are we acting like a Christian? Are we talking like a Christian? Are we really, really reflecting Christ in everything we do, say, and think? We have to really show that to the world more than ever now, brothers and sisters. We really have to show it to the world that we are, you know, we belong to Christ and Christ lives within us and we're guided by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, when we had our study last night, Pastor Nick was reading about Sister White saying that, you know, when the loud cry goes out, it's going to be much more louder than the midnight cry that happened in 1844. And that, after that study, I was like, well, I really want to learn more about that midnight cry that happened in 1844. And so I feel the Lord guided me. I got on YouTube and I found a documentary, and I think it would be great to watch on the Sabbath. It was very well done. And it's about William Miller and what happened back then. And whoever put this documentary did a great job. Just to read a little bit, it says, a historical documentary on one of the most fascinating episodes in American religious history. In the fall of 1844, hundreds of thousands of Americans were inspired by the teachings and predictions of Baptist preacher William Miller, and feared that the world would be destroyed by fire, as he predicted at the second coming of Christ on October 22nd, 1844. And it goes into you know, what really happened then, and in the documented historical, you know, events of how, you know, here this farmer just had the you know, was full of courage and was brave to get out there and share what the Lord shared with him. And, you know, and also it taught me what we're going to be going through, because in their time, their media was the newspapers. And so they were just this saying, you know, how the, everybody that was following William Miller's teachings, how, you know, they were just crazy people and they were lunatics and they were making up things about them and trying to get the, you know, trying to get the world to turn against them, like they were just totally crazy. That's going to happen to us. And look at the media we have out there with the news and the internet, and they're going to be saying so many things about us to get the world to hate us, that we're just these troublemakers and we don't know what we're talking about and we're just totally, you know, lost our minds. And that's kind of preparing me to what to expect. You know, they're going to make up lies about us and horrible things about us. And that's why the world, most of the world is going to hate us, and they're going to want to, you know, want to put us to death, because we're just these crazy troublemakers. And so it just kind of reminded me of that. And then also I feel the importance of what happened in 1844, you know, as it was prophesied in Revelation. And, you know, it says, I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. And so, you know, it was sweet and honey in their mouths, because they were so excited about the second coming of Christ, and they were all, you know, ready for it, and they were waiting for it on October 22nd. And then when it didn't happen, and the great disappointment happened, and it was bitter, you know, can you imagine? I mean, it was so disappointing to them, and many of them
you know, walked away and you know, and they didn't believe anymore. But there were a few that just stayed in the Word, and they studied more and more, and then that's when they realized what that what the prophecy meant about the cleansing of the sanctuary. And so I just feel that, you know, it blessed me. The documentary blessed me, and I can share the link in the room for you to watch it. I believe it's and it does touch on Sister Ellen White a little bit in the documentary about, you know, how she, you know, she was a young girl when they went to the first, you know, Miller's meeting, and how, you know, how she ended up being very involved with the Seventh Day, you know, the Seventh Day Advent, the FDA Church. And so I just thought it was very informative, and it just will prepare us more to what to expect when we get the loud cry out. And I just want to share that with you, brothers and sisters. And I pray you have a blessed Sabbath. And just as Pastor Nick, you know, you can't force it anymore on the importance of be in God's Word daily and pray without ceasing, and pray for that, you know, that we are prepared for the latter rain and that we're worthy to receive it. And I pray you're all blessed today, and God bless. I love you all.
Amen, sister. Amen. The link, if you can put it in the room. And if it leads back to an SDA church, as long as the historic referencing is okay, it's not going to lure people off the path. Yeah, amen, Sister Marie. That's what we were talking about earlier. Go out there and, you know, hand out the tracts, the books, and just do everything. You know, newspaper ads, everything, to get the message out. So that when the latter rain falls, the Lord knows we're already up for the task. We already want to do the work. So I think Sean's got something he wants to share, so I'm going to drop the mic.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me well? Okay. Back away from your headsets, everybody. Because it sounds low, so I'm going to turn it up. Okay. What about now? Better? Okay. I'm going to do it one more. If you have headphones in, be careful. Okay. What about now? Great. Crystal clear. Alrighty, good. Praise the Lord. Alrighty. So, first, Sister Lynette says that she has a praise, and she says that she has a full-time job working in the morning, and she's able to get off before sundown. And she's praising the Lord. It's at Grandstand. And she also says God blessed her with a bunch of Roma tomatoes and an abundance of peppers. So praise the Lord, sister. And then my praise that I have is, so a couple weeks ago I actually phoned home, and I had a very long talk with my mother. And I'm praising the Lord because it seems like things are going better than they used to be. I don't want to go too much into family details, but I do want to praise the Lord because the changes that are starting to go on within my parents' household. And I'm also keep this in prayer that this all leads as well to them actually walking into the faith as well. But essentially, my mother, she was blessed, I guess, to start being able to work for her church. And one of my little sisters is also getting far more involved. But the part that really blew me away on the phone when I was talking to my mother is the fact that my father is changing for the better. And I just want to praise the Lord that, you know, even though it's a Sunday-keeping church and they don't understand the truth as they should at this point, but to see and to hear as she's telling me how he's changing, and even to the point of he is supposed to be getting, or he is getting more involved with the church, and that he is actually supposed to be working with the pastor on something. I don't know what it is. I don't know what kind of help it is, but this was the things I was discussing with my mother. So I just want to praise the Lord. Like I said, I pray that it leads to the truth, of course, but it is definitely something that has needed to happen and been a long time coming. So, Sabbath blessings, everybody. God bless, and I will put down the mic.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me check my email again and see if there's anybody else. I noticed Brother Andre is not here again. Please keep him in your prayers. I have no idea what's going on. Has anybody contacted him, by the way? But let me check my email. Nope. No emails. All right. My kitty likes my cracker. She's eating it. Anyway. Here, kitty. Hey. Yes, he's... Oops. Just hit the mic. Let me check my email one more time. I'd hate to end the service so quickly, but that's okay. You know, we do have people missing that usually share. And so we're going to do it again next month anyway, like we do every month. So let me just check it one last time here. Okay, nope. I have no more emails, no more praises. I mean, I can go into my private prayer list and or praise list, and well, we'll be in there for weeks. Well, years, actually, because I've been doing that. I do it digitally now. I used to have this, and I still have it, but it's in the garage now. I had a box of these. You know, those lined paper, like school book things, you know, for taking notes. The cheap ones, not the ones with the black and white design on them. These were the cheap stuff for like, you know, a buck for four of them or something, like 100 pages. And, oh man, I've been keeping praise lists ever since, even when I was a Sunday keeper. And the problem was I had them in the basement. I go into them every now and then, but I guess I hadn't gone into them for a while, and I got some mold on them. And, so they're in the garage, hopefully airing out, so I can kind of go through them, because there's some powerful stuff in there that the Lord has done, even decades ago. Still doing things, obviously. But it's not, I like to reminisce. I like to go back and see what he has done, and especially reading the Bible daily, because or studying the Bible daily, because... you know, if it takes you 9 months to go from Genesis to Revelation, every 9 months you're going to be in the same book again that you read last year. And it's a good reminder. It gives you new information every time. I think that's just amazing the way he does that. So let's have a song, and then we'll close in prayer afterwards. Does anybody, yeah, Brother Eli, you got a song you could share? Okay, good. Let me drop the mic. Amen. If you can kneel, I'm going to finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. And thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath day and this week ahead of us. Please give us many opportunities to share our faith with others so that you and your Son and the Holy Spirit are all glorified. And these people can find their way home. So much fear out in the world today. Thank you for helping us open their eyes to why the fear is out there and why it was prophesied, and they're, so that they can get their eyes focused on the proper things that are happening. And please bless everyone on the prayer list. Bless everyone that's doing a work with a hedge of angels. And bless all those that are in desperate need of salvation, including those that are in need of physical healings. And thank you for many of them that are going to be healed when the latter rain goes forth. So at that time, because that's prophesied, many people will be healed during the latter rain. And there's many people that we know are sick that it appears that you're waiting to answer their prayers at that time so that the most amount of glory can be put forth by you so that you are glorified even more. And we thank you for all these things in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.